This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. President Bush threatened sanctions against Sudan this week over what the U.S. calls genocide in Darfur. The latest threat is aimed at persuading Sudan's government to allow an effective peacekeeping force into Darfur. But it's now 4 years into the conflict. Hundreds of thousands of black Africans have been killed and many more displaced by government-backed militias. Activists believe the U.S. threats now sound empty. So they're turning their attention to countries that have more leverage in Sudan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has our report.
A hearing room on Capitol Hill was the scene of dramatic testimony about Darfur this past week. Actress Mia Farrow presented members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee with images of her visits to Darfur, where she saw burning villages, sprawling refugee camps, and met with women pleading for protection.
To me, this is the picture of grief. That is an older woman who had lost everything. She was under a tree without even a mat to sit on. Her village had been burned, and too many had been killed. Next picture, please. This woman, her three children had been thrown into her own burning home. She was just there, dazed and I think empty of tears. Next picture, please.
Congressman Ed Royce was so moved, he urged Farrow to show the images to people in China, one of Sudan's biggest business partners. Farrow seemed eager to do this. She accuses China of protecting Sudan at the UN Security Council, where China has veto power. She's led a campaign to label the Beijing Olympics the Genocide Olympics.
This is sensitive to them. There is one thing that they may hold more dear than their unfettered access to Sudanese oil, and that is their staging of the 2008 Olympic Games.
New Jersey Democrat Donald Payne was in Beijing recently and says China did help persuade Sudan to let the UN give more support to a beleaguered African Union force in Darfur. But he says that's still far from what's needed. Committee members are also trying to persuade Arab states to use their leverage with Sudan. Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee stopped in Egypt after her latest trip to Darfur.
There is really an unfortunate high level of denial in Arab nations surrounding Sudan. And I think it's incumbent upon us, if we say we want a global, multilateral solution to this genocide that takes place, then we have to ask everyone, every country, to step up to the plate.
Lee says the conflict in Darfur is spiraling out of control and African Union monitors can do little to help.
There's a lot of violence in the refugee camps. There are guns all over the place. Actually, the AU said we don't know who's shooting who and why, for what reason. It's chaos.
Those concerns were echoed by the UN's top humanitarian official, Sir John Holmes, also just back from a trip to Darfur.
All this means that there's a kind of Pandora's box been opened in this province, which is going to be extremely difficult to close again.
Still, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon asked President Bush to hold off on sanctions and give more time to diplomacy. Holmes says diplomats are trying to get Sudanese officials to sit down again with various rebel groups, which are seeking power and wealth-sharing agreements similar to those that ended a war in southern Sudan.
It's not that the issues themselves are massively complicated. You know, this is not the Middle East peace process you're talking about. A political solution is possible with pressure, with a really concerted push to get people around the table and, you know, not put them in five-star hotels where they're very comfortable, but some place where they're not very comfortable, and say, you know, you're not leaving here until there's a solution.
Putting in a more robust peacekeeping force will take time, he cautions, even if Sudan's president agrees. To try to win that agreement, President Bush delivered a tough speech at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, warning President Omar al-Bashir he's on a tight timeline.
If President Bashir does not meet his obligations to the United States of America, we'll act.
Despite the applause there, John Prendergast, co-founder of a campaign called Enough, says the U.S. has been warning Sudan for months about sanctions, which he says should be imposed now.
There's a Guinness Book of World Records entry for most threats issued with no follow-up. Darfur is likely setting a new standard.
Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.